A variety of woodpeckers are regularly heard and seen in our area. Often we hear their familiar drumming. However, these song substitutes are not always diagnostic. Fortunately, each species also has a distinctive vocalization. To learn six of the common woodpeckers, we will use a technique called pairing. By pairing the calls, we can point out characteristic differences of like-sounding vocalizations. Listen first to downy and hairy woodpeckers. The downy woodpecker has a descending whinny. The hairy woodpecker has a lower, relatively even-pitched rattle. Descending for downy. Lower, more evenly pitched rattle for hairy. Many birders can tell these two species apart by their call notes. A flat pick for the downy. And a louder, sharp peak for the hairy. Here again are the downy's vocalizations, a descending whinny and a flat pick. And here are the hairy's comparatively even pitched rattle and sharp peak. Now for our second pairing. We'll listen to red-headed and red-bellied woodpeckers. Here's the raspy call of the red-headed woodpecker. Note how this vocalization seems to start with a QU sound, as in queer, queer. Now the nasal trill of the red-bellied woodpecker. This vocalization sounds more like a low-pitched chirr, chirr, chirr. Remember, the raspy, high-pitched queer of the red-headed woodpecker. And the lower pitch, trilled, chirr, chirr, of the red-bellied woodpecker. Our next pair is northern flicker and pileated woodpecker. First, listen to the flicker. He utters a loud, repetitious, quick, 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 quick. The flicker also has a loud call note, which sounds like clear. Next, the pileated. His vocalization can be even louder and may be represented as ki 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 ki. Besides the difference in volume, compare the relative steadiness of pitch of each vocalization. The flicker's typical call hangs on one pitch longer, while the pileated's call has a more obvious rise and fall in pitch. First the flicker, next, the pileated. Before we leave this group, let's listen to a final pairing. The hairy woodpecker and a non-woodpecker species, the belted kingfisher. Recall the rattle of the hairy woodpecker. Compare that to the distinctly non-musical rattle of the belted kingfisher. The kingfisher frequently repeats his raucous call as he flies over his favorite fishing grounds.